Gvulot Akdusha, the borders of holiness. Rifi Shalom, page 345, chapter 8, we're beginning. צריכים להבין שכל מה שקשור לצניעות הוא היסוד של כל התורה כולה. We must understand. And anything that has to do with tznius, yeah, marcy, is the fundamental of the whole Torah. Already in the first word in the Torah, the word bereshis, is hinted, and that word is hinted in tznius, where bereshit is brit esh. Same letter as brit esh. Yeah, fire. Brit of fire, yeah. Rabbi Shuva Yochai, Zechuto Hagen Ola Amen, כתב 70 פירושים רק על המילה הזאת. Rabbi Shuva Yochai wrote only on this word, he wrote 70 פירושים, 70 explanations, on the word Bereshit, which are called 70 תיקונים, which are called תיקוני הזוהר. על פי צירופים שונים של המילה בראשית, according to the different ways of reading this word Bereshit. And one of them is Brit Esh. Rav Shimon Yochai says this. המילה בראשית היא המילה הראשונה בתורה. The word בראשית is the first word of the Torah. והיא למעשה המפתח של התורה. That's the key to the Torah. You have to go through the entrance to the Torah. You have to go through the word בראשית to continue learning the Torah. והמילה בראשית יש את כל היסודות ותכלית של כל העולם הזה וכל התורה כולה. כל מבוסס נמצא במילה בראשית. And the word בראשית, there is the basics and the purpose of everything in this whole, all this world, in the whole Torah. It's all based on this word bereshit. מאחר שהיא המילה הראשונה בתורה, לכן יש בעצות כל האדם סוד הבריאה של התורה. Since it's the first word in the Torah, therefore in it is the secret of man, the secret of creation, the secret of the Torah. שעל ידי ההתבוננות בה נוכל להבין כל מה שקורה עם האדם. If you're looking deeply into this word, you can understand everything that goes on with a person. Specifically, and with the whole world generally. And the Gaulus, Geula, everything, the whole world, from the creation until today, is in one word, the word Bereshis. According to the Zohar, like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechune Esh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called fire. שכמו שאמרו חזל על הפסוק, כי השם אלוקיך אש אוכלה הוא, like Chazal said about the pasuk, Hashem, your God, is a fire, consuming fire. Hashem is fire, consuming fire. The Torah is called fire. Like it says, Alok kol dvari ka'esh, Nehum Hashem, all my words are like fire. So you see the words of Hashem, which is the Torah, is fire. Hashem is fire, and His words are fire. The Tzadik is called fire. The Tzadik is also called fire. Like Rabbi Nachman Breslov said, Ha'esh sheli tukad, Abiyad Mashiach, my fire will continue, will be flaming until Mashiach is coming. Yeah, so the tzad is also a fire. Hidvodinut is also called fire. Ooh, Hidvodinut is fire. Like Rabbi said in Torah Nutet 59, Al Esh Amishpat, the fire of Mishpat, someone judges himself. Asorebet Tara. See Mishkan Alev, I am Sham. Rabbeinu said that someone does Mishpat. And right away, it burns out all the bad that's around him. That's all the fires that we just mentioned were good fires. Fires that give us life. But on the other side, it's fires of destructive fires. Esh Acheret, other fire. Esh Zara, foreign fire. Shleyes Zara. Yetzara also fire. Like he brought down the story in Maseches Kiddushin that Rav Amram the pious one, Haya Nisayon Kashe, he had a very difficult test. That Yetzara was seen to him like a very, very beautiful woman that wasn't ever. Everyone knows the story, right? And he saw that he's almost falling to look at her. So he took two pegs of metal. Pegs, you call it? Pegs. Right, and he heated it up with fire.
Rods.
And he shoved them into his eyes. Ouch.
We went to his cover 2 times ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
And he became blind.
Yeah.
And Hashem sends him the Malach HaFaya to cure him, that you won't be blind anymore. And so the Malach, no, I don't want. So why not? I'll cure you for free. He said, no, only if you promise me that I won't have the Yetzer Hara anymore, of new. I won't have any more tests. I won't have this test anymore for life, forever. So Hashem said, fine. So he cured him.
I just heard another Torah say this
thing. Oh, yeah?
I saw him.
Oh yeah, that was him or that was someone else? Anyways. And another story also? Yeah. Another story that once he almost failed, or someone else, he almost failed, then someone else. Whatever, all these stories also are good. He almost failed, he screamed, a fire in the house of Abraham!
The women that were up in the attic.
The women that were captured.
And the ladder was so heavy, it took 10 minutes to move it.
And he moved it himself.
Going up
there. Right away, they came to him, and that's how he was saved from the Yetzirah. So you see that the Yetzirah also called fire. So Rabbi Abu Chassidah told the Yetzirah, "You see, you're fire, and I'm flesh and blood, and I was victory over you. I was better than you." Esh Lashem, the fire Esh has two letters, Aleph and Shin. Aleph stands for truth, Emes. And Shin stands for lie, shekel. So interesting, huh? The Torah is so beautiful. Every letter, amazed every time. Ima briti brit emet. The covenant is true covenant, and a person merits to guard his brit kodesh, to guard his brit. Azu zochel esh Hashem shegoel b'kibbo. Then he merits the fire of Hashem, which is burning in him. Uzochel esh Torah, he merits the fire of the Torah, he merits the fire of the tzaddik, when he keeps the breath. Kulo esh, l'ava l'Hashem, boel l'Hashem. When someone guards the breath, the more a person guards the breath, the more he's fired to Hashem, fired to the Torah, fired to the tzaddik. The more he guards the breath, that's our secret. If someone sees that he has davening, is sleeping, is learning, is sleeping, he's in a kwach for anything. Why is that? He's not guarding the breath. He has more, he needs to guard the breath more, even if physically he doesn't spill the seed. But if a person doesn't guard his eyes right, if a person has bad thoughts, it's blemishes. If a person lies in his breath, like the Zohar says in a few places, someone who lies regarding the breath, he's lying to Hashem. So then what happens? The Yetzer Hara is burning in. A person sees that he really has fire to look at women, fire to have avera, fire. He has fire even to be with his wife. He has fire. He's furious to be with his wife. He has to know. Even if he's doing mitzvahs, he's doing everything is cold, everything is nothing. Why his fire is somewhere else? It has to do with guarding the belief. So Rava always says that many times people come to him and crying, my child doesn't want to learn anymore, he doesn't want to do anything, he doesn't want to go, he doesn't want to be in yeshiva. 15, 16 year old, Rava always knows right away what the problem is. He got on belief.
Who's your
father? Huh?
Father.
Kid. Father. 16 years old, 17, what they want, the whole world is a good job.
Well,
you tell them, what do you mean?
Huh?
You
gotta do
it good. No, that's for him. The father of the tshuva, yeah. Speak to tzaddikim, ask him what to do. That's explained what happens to a man. If a person merits brit emet, true covenant. So then, in spirituality, he merits, like we said before, to burn to Hashem. So the gashmiyut, and also in materialism, material-wise, everything is in order for him. Everything is okay. Because all the success of a man depends on his tikkun habrit. Everything. Whatever you think about. His parnasa, his life, his marriage, his children, his health. It all depends on his tikkun habrit. The opposite, for the one who doesn't know to keep the habrit. Someone does not keep the habrit, he's burning for the taivas of this world, and nothing goes down for him in this world, his life. And spiritually he's cold and he's dead, he doesn't have cheshek to do anything. doesn't want to get up chatzot, doesn't want to do anything. He's a dead person, he has no desires to go forward. He has no desires, he has to know, he has to work on his grief. Desire to go forward, do good things in the world. Kol adam tzrich adat etev etev. Each man needs to know well, very well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emet. Shem is Emet. His Torah is Emet. Moshe Emet. According to the truth of the Torah, that unfortunately the world is very far from it, Asur shiye le'ish afilu yuhu bilvad. A man, a male man, is not allowed to have even a glance of a thought of women or all this new thing. Yehu beisha uisu muflat. It's gam abrit. Like the Zohar, that's called lying in the brit. Like I said before, forget about filling the seat. Talking about just a little thought in the head of it. It already causes the person to burn to the Yetzer Hara. And the Kedusha leaves the person. Kol shekin, if a person blemishes and he's looking at women, walking in the street and looking at women, and all the more so if he's not only looking at them, he's coveting and he has all kinds of thoughts about every woman that he sees in the street, and all the more so if it's a goya, Shem Yishmo. Okay? So a person just said, listen, if a person is working on himself, it's one thing, like we said. You're working on yourself, and you're still not the holiest person on earth. Fine, but you're working. Because Bokhul is not going to come and say, oh, you, why do you do that? And why do you think that? And why do you look there? You tell Hashem, I daven, what do you want? It's your problem. I'm davening every day. You can do whatever you want with me. But if a person's not working, that's where the problem is. Then, what is he going to say after 120? And he said in the shir with Buti Shalom, and he learned that he has to work on it. And it didn't work. What is he going to say? What are you going to say? What are we going to say? We're going to be so embarrassed to say that Gehenna was embarrassment. That person is very embarrassed in the next world. It's embarrassment. You know, Tzadikim, we're going to sit with him there and see it. His forefathers, his uncle, his aunts, they're all going to sit there and they'll be so ashamed. They'll be naked. Naked from the mitzvahs. Hashem always feels naked. That's what they say. The person has to start working. Whatever was, but from now, from today, we have to start working normally. The word, the davening to Hashem. Two things, to be happy, emuna, simcha, which is emuna in the daven, and kedushat habrit, as we said, two words. Mo'od chashuv, very important, these two things. Afrada le'etzera, therefore, according to the truth of the Torah, asur shiyesh shum irbuv ben nashim egvarim. It's asur that there will be any mixture between men and women. Asur, even if you're having guests to your house, you have the women sitting with the women on one side of the table, and the men sitting next to you on the other side of the table. Not that there's a mixture. It's asur.
Even if it's family members?
Why are you allowed to look at your wife's sisters? No? So why? What's the... Well, I also have family. They come to me all the time. I walk around in the house without glasses. What do? I don't look at them. I sit at one edge with their husband. And they sit with my wife on the other edge. One table, at least. Some people even do two tables. That's another thing. If I have more than a few couples over, I do make two couples. Two tables.
Two rooms,
yeah. If there's a lot of people, there's a share of office. Yes, you do two rooms, yes. Yes, you don't go to share a bachos sitting in the same place. At least two tables. Minimum. My brother just had a party. Baruch Hashem, they had the men in one table, the women in one table. I didn't even see the women. I didn't know they were there. They were on the side, and I was looking there. They were there. That's how it needs to be. Purim, I made in my house. I had 15 women and 15 men. Two separate tables. Completely separate. Why my brother-in-law Yosef is allowed to look at my sister? No. So? I'm allowed to look at my sister? No. No, it's chashuv. So when people say, people get offended. So we said, Allah said already, first of all, you have no problem. You don't see, right? If you see even, take off the glasses, you won't see even more, right? You got the glasses, so put it in your pocket, so you won't see so well.
I put on my glasses.
Exactly, you have a problem with the glasses. Put them on. But not to offend people. You can do it in a very nice way. And my mother-in-law came, and my sister-in-law, they came in my house now. So they walk in, and oh, shalom, shalom. I look all over, also like sort of at them. Happy, fine. You got their attention. Not to be in an obnoxious way. Okay, to be nice. Pleasant. That's it. Now people allowed to look at your daughter, your wife. That's a show. That's it. The problem. We have people, they have the young boys, and they're looking at your city daughters. They're machshira.
What if you're on the street and a woman that knows you says hello or something, or greets you?
You're supposed to answer in a low
way. Don't talk to her.
Frida.
She always wants to talk.
Frida.
She always wants to
talk. Frida. Everyone has a strong connection with Frida because they buy the books and they talk with her and she tells them things and stuff, yeah? But she walks in the street, she doesn't say hello to anyone. She puts down and goes straight.
She herself
does. Yeah. No one talks to her. If I need her, I tell her, Frida. Was my wife in shul? I tell her, I go see her downstairs. I don't look at her. I know that she's there.
I know who she is.
Sometimes you could know who the person is without looking at them also.
No, she spots me before I spot her.
The Frida, was my wife in shul? I ask her sometimes. I see her walking out of the shul. My wife today, she came to go to shul on Shabbos. Fine. I don't go over. Oh, shalom, ashlomech. It's asur. The shulchan aruch. You don't ask a woman how you're doing.
I'm not on the phone.
You said already, you say, how are you doing in general? In Hebrew, he calls Mashlomchem. In English, it would be, how are you guys doing? He said, in general, not personal. You can't say a little word personally, it's a soup. It causes a connection. I see the Chilonim, it's very sad.
Mashlomchem. Men,
women, everyone, your husband, your wife, your children,
your
male and male is masculine. Yeah. For men and women together is masculine. A man and woman. Even if it's just a woman, you tell Mashlomchem. I just now had to give a CD to a lady downstairs. I didn't know if it's her or not. I asked her, Atem Falkash or whatever, yeah? Are you, in general and plural? That's how you speak, people talk. And also, they are that women are supposed to do.
It is more impersonal.
Impersonal, exactly. And you feel the difference. Feel the difference.
What if when we're talking to Hashem, can we use the second person or third person?
Second person. But we're even davening.
You?
Ata. Baruch Ata Hashem. Hashem gave us permission to call him Ata.
This way, you do it. You
need to do that because you need to feel. Close to Hashem. And with your wife, you must say in a personal way. You must talk to her in a personal way. It's written, I saw in the book, people know, my wife, her sector, and say, Mashlomchem. Mapitom, she needs to feel close to you. Mashlomer, Echat Margishav, how you feeling today? How was your day today? Yeah, you talk to her personally.
What
you
say to my mother?
Huh? Allah, you do whatever you want, you can say. Not with it, anyways. Mashlomech, Ima, Nachnu Avim Otach, you can do whatever you want, it's fine. So.
No mother in law jokes.
We'll continue tomorrow. Now, if you go to understand.